Starting Friday, Utahns will be able to buy a little bit stronger beer in grocery stores, gas station coolers, and on tap. The state legislature approved the change earlier this year. KUER's Nicole Nixon spoke with two local brewers about what beer drinkers can expect on November 1st.
Before we go any further, let's clear up one thing. Alcohol content in beer is typically measured two ways, alcohol by weight or alcohol by volume. When you hear about 3.2% beer in Utah, that's a weight measurement, 3.2% alcohol by weight. But for the next few minutes, we're going to be talking about it the other way, alcohol by volume, which is generally the industry standard. So starting Friday, Utah's new limit on beer sold in grocery stores and on tap will change from 4% alcohol by volume to 5%. That is the sound of one of those new brews fermenting at Fisher Brewing in Salt Lake City.
I grew up in Utah, grew up Mormon in Utah, now I'm brewing beer.
And that is Colby Frazier, Fisher's head brewer. He's reworking some recipes to meet the new 5% cap and says some beers will taste noticeably different.
I make a lot of really hoppy 4% pale ales that are quite thin when it comes to body. So you really get punched in the face with hops. But I hope that some of my pale ales will be a little bit more balanced.
Frazier already makes some heavier beers, so it's not like this is completely new, but he's been having fun experimenting with new recipes at a higher limit. It hasn't come without challenges, though. For one, he needs more raw materials to brew higher point beer, about 100 extra pounds of malted barley for a batch of 5% beer. That malted barley creates a sugar water that eventually becomes the alcohol in your frosty glass of beer. Frazier points to a round stainless steel tank called a mash tun, his second problem.
That tank has a capacity, it's only so big, and ours happens to be on the small side because it was sort of designed to make sugar water at 4%.
The end result is that Frazier is brewing less beer with more ingredients. But he says it's worth it.
Whatever kind of complications we have in making that beer, we were more than willing to deal with and adjust as beer changes in the state of Utah.
He's so excited about the change that he says on Halloween night, when the clock strikes midnight, he'll switch some of Fisher's taps over to his new 5% recipes. Frazier was one of only a few local brewers that threw his full-throated support behind the change. Other beer makers initially opposed the increase, arguing that the shift was arbitrary and would help mega brewers more than local ones. But Nicole Dico, executive director of the Utah Brewers Guild, says most of those brewers that opposed the change have come around now.
They see that consumers really want this change. They want more options. It's good for craft beer overall if we can, you know, move the needle upwards.
Dico says this is the first time the state has raised the ABV limit on beer since Prohibition. But the change comes with a 30-cent per barrel tax hike. Dico says that raising prices at this historic time is the last thing most brewers want to do.
It's a big chunk of change for some of these smaller brewers and the larger brewers that are, you know, trying to compete in Utah against a lot of barriers.
Not every beer in Utah is going to go up to 5%, but one of the state's larger breweries is upping the alcohol content in all of its beers you can buy in store or on tap. Uinta President Jeremy Raganese says a seemingly small change can mean big things for a beer.
It'll give it a little more flavor, a little more body. Beers, for example, like Trader IPA, will be a better beer. It'll be a recipe that we are actually very excited about producing, just even by raising it to 5%. We'd love to have a few more percentage points if we could, but we'll take what we can get.
Like Fisher Brewing, the change has brought some headaches for Uinta. For bigger brewers that distribute their products, packaging has been one of the biggest challenges as they've been preparing for this change.
Really, it's been a logistics nightmare for all of us to try and make sure that, you know, we run out of packaging or run out of certain types of beers at exactly the right moment so that we're not overproducing and oversupplying when sales on those beers are going to slow down.
And Raganese says that's definitely been happening. Normally, sales should be getting a boost this time of year from football season and Halloween parties.
Fall is notably one of the largest windows for beer sales, and we're seeing the opposite. We're seeing a slowdown over this period.
Raganese hopes that will change on Friday when beer coolers in Utah stores, some of which have nearly emptied ahead of the switch, fill up again with new products. He's a little apprehensive that shoppers will start buying craft beers from out of state that are coming to Utah store shelves for the first time. But he believes eventually Utah beer drinkers will return to their local favorites. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.